You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Carousel Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joel Cooper.
Hello, everyone. My name is Claire, radio presenter. In today's show, we have a guest presenter, Aidan Clark, who is the lead singer and a musician for the band The Carbonators. They were formed 10 years ago and have released singles, EPs and albums. The Carbonators are supported by Club Soda, an organisation in Croydon, South London, who create chances for people with learning disabilities to be happy and social, creative and productive. Aidan, welcome to the show.
Hi, and welcome to the show, and I hope this is going to be a great day for everyone. Thank you.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. I got a question.
Who are you?
I'm Aidan Clark, the band leader of The Carbonators. We are a band with disabilities and we have good phonics of jazz, soul, rock, everything.
What is the most disgusting thing you have ever tasted?
Brussels sprouts.
What would you put into the perfect sandwich?
I would say banana sandwich, I think.
What is your least favourite sound?
Bombs.
What is the best holiday you've ever been on, and can you tell us about it?
Going to America twice in my lifetime. Place in Florida, and I went to a John Lennon suite in the Hard Rock Cafe. I saw John Lennon Imagine a Piano and his photograph and everything, and nobody goes there because it's only rock stars. But I was very lucky on my birthday to be with the John Lennon Piano.
Who is your hero?
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was the king of pop. He changed music forever. He changed the music scene forever. Elvis Presley, also. Without Elvis, I don't think that we'll have music or bands like us today. We won't have the Rolling Stones, we won't have the Beatles, you won't have anything if you don't have Elvis Presley.
Who would you most like to meet in the future and why?
My Lord Jesus.
What is your favourite film or TV show and why?
I think Star Trek. Star Trek was written by Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry has brought all races on TV in the 1960s because there were wars, there were against communism, there were against black people, there were against everyone. I think Gene Roddenberry was showing it on TV to open up people's ways, to stop people being prejudiced or racist or anything else before woke came in. He changed the course of TV of the first interracial kiss was shown on TV. Also, you have Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock. It was an icon. Star Trek was an icon.
What would you do on a perfect night out?
I don't go out in a night out.
What should you be able to buy with a £5 note?
Chicken shop.
Why is making art important to you?
Well, I make music because I felt that I want to be a musician, just to see how music works. I really want to discover myself.
Who was your favourite fictional character?
Okay, I think it's the Dark Crystal character called Kira the Gelfling. I'd like to meet her. I don't know why.
What are your ambitions, your hopes and dreams for the future?
I would like our album became the biggest album selling album in the world. Knock out Michael Jackson's Thriller for the first time.
Based on your answers, your radio presenter name is...
Michael Star Banana.
Star Banana!
Michael Star Banana.
Banana. Yeah.
So Adrian, tell us, how did the Carbonators begin?
I met the group when I saw a poster of to put together as a group, a music group session with Club Soda. So I went to the Club Soda and I was doing, I bought a saxophone on holiday in Italy and I wanted to use it as an ornament for that. And I picked up the saxophone and I was playing the saxophone for the first time being recorded. And as it recorded, I was surprising myself, I can't play. And then they just want me to be in a band of Carbonates with Dan Mizuki, who's a Japanese person who had a band called Can. He was touring around the UK. He wanted us to do some like improvisation of the band at Stanley Halls.
And now you're going to hear Damo Suzuki with the Carbonators, their first ever performance.
We like to give you some new experience and I hope you enjoy it.
So first gig, got a band, you are now recording things. You're recording things. What's it like?
The Beans album was the first album and it was not in good quality. I was nervous being in the band and I put a couple of Beans in it and it was called the Beans album.
It's sort of colloquially called the Beans album. It's officially, like, if you actually go to Bandcamp, it's called The Carbonators by The Carbonators. But it's the one with a cup of beans. That's what we're talking about here.
I think about the Beans album as a nervous, because we were so nervous. And I put beans. I know, but we've got butterflies in your stomach. This is what putting beans, being nervous in the cup.
So in front of us is a clear plastic cup of beans on a yellow background with The Carbonators underneath. It's a both fascinating and horrifying image, is all I can describe it as.
This is about the riots in Croydon and all over the UK. Anarchy UK 2011.
I did a punk song. It was the UK riot. You can hear I was very nervous, very scared. It got me very bad nerves about that one. I can't even play or sing. I was a communicator. I think because I'm a Gemini, I'm going to have a communicator. I'm a communicator. But what happened there, I just chose to be the lead singer of the band. That's what happened. We had this first CD, but it didn't sound very great. I think it was the first track we had was terrible. We know it's going to be a big flop if we did not change the tracks. It was the order of the tracks. We had to change the tracks to make it better and put it right, and it sounds perfect. Yeah, Do What You Say was the first, yes.
Why was that one first?
It's a good song. I think because we were a disabled group. And people say we are rubbish, we're not good enough for it. No, it's just like people are being told we're a bunch of, you know, silly people, or we don't think properly or anything else. It's about prejudice about disabled people.
Think about it. What you say? Say what I am. Put me down. Don't put me down. I got dignity.
That was really strange. When I was in 2009, I was celebrating my 36th or 37th birthday, and I was in the Hard Rock Cafe. I was picking up a guitar. It didn't have strings in there, and I had a picture taken of me doing some rock. And I touched this guitar and went, I can play this guitar. And there was no strings, no nothing. I think I can play this guitar. This is the Beans album, and I have an above in my Sunshine from the Beans album. This is the first song I wrote, a proper song, which lasts for 5 minutes and 6 seconds. Okay.
Sunshine, you are my dream, that I adore you, heaven above I love you. Heaven above, you are my sunshine. That I know I'm saying, sugar, you're so sweet, sugar, you're so sweet, you're so sweet. I love
not a proper studio. It was more accurately around. Big room. We had a massive room. There was a place there that's now turned into housing.
So next we're on to the second album of the Carbonators, Supersonic.
We recorded it down in Rock Bottom. That's our studio. This is a segment of the Keep On Going Supersonic album. The band has changed a lot, yes. I think that Supersonic was changed a bit. The coming in and coming going, I don't know what happened. I lost count. Well, we have two drummers, really. That album is my bandmate, James Heath, and he took the picture under the water of his name, Supersonic.
So in front of us is the guy in question in his goggles. Looks like he's trying and mostly succeeding in holding his breath. To be honest, thanks to the goggles, maybe it's just me, but he looks a little oddly steampunk thanks to the crazy hair, which I kind of appreciate.
Okay, I'm going to play you the Long Back Home by The Carbonators, by Supersonic. I chose this track of this song. It's a very good song.
Carbonators on the Carousel Radio.
So on to the third Carbonators release, not the third album, but the third release is the Do What You Say single, I guess.
That was a complete recording. That was much better. We recorded all the songs.
Why did you feel like you needed to?
We recorded it because my dad thinks my songs were really rubbish, and but I got upset.
Parenting.
I got really upset. Yeah, the thing that I should do much better. This is the Carbonators, Do What You Say, re-recorded in a proper studio. I hope you enjoy it.
Do
agent, can you tell us about the fourth release?
Yes, this fourth release is the number one EP with a new band member called Alex Holmes playing in our band. Because we're, all the band is changing a lot. Some people come in, some will come out.
The number one track of the number one album, of course, is Never Go Shopping Again. What can you share about it?
This is Never Shopping Again by James Heath. He's also a drummer and a singer of the band. He wrote the song. You can hear me singing the chorus in the background saying, never go shopping again.
Hey, spoiler.
That's what I'm doing in the background. So it is Never Going Shopping Again on Carbonator's number one. Never go shopping again. That's James doing leasing in his words. I hope you enjoy it. I Want to Love You, Baby is the second track and it's my song.
I wanna love you, baby. You're so sweet, baby. I wanna love you, baby. You're so sticky, baby. I wanna love you, baby. You're so sticky, baby. I wanna love you, baby. You say I'm sticky, baby.
You're listening to The Carbonator on Carousel Radio.
I have a ringtone that I play on my phone. I Want to Love You, Baby, all the time, so...
Oh, you've heard it too much.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I love that song because I never had a girlfriend, never had love, so I just realized I Want to Love You, Baby. That would be good in the background. Conversation, yes. This is 2019, before the coronavirus. I am also introducing Old Ship, and this is going to be the extended version mix, so I hope you enjoy it.
Oh shit, no one's going down with the Titanic. I don't want to go, but my wife said so. But I am going to the ship and on the sinking. Why I'm shitting, now I'm going. Now I'm going to the down to the ship. Now it's a panic. What fantastic. Now I'm going down to the ship. Oh ship. Oh ship. Oh now I'm going down to the panic. Oh ship. Oh ship. Now I'm going down to the panic. Oh ship. Oh ship. Now I'm going down to the Titanic. Oh shit, oh shit. Now I'm going down to the Titanic. Now I'm drowning, now I'm crowning. Now I'm going down to the ship.
Monday, Tuesday.
to Titanic. Now I'm drowning, now I'm sinking. Now I'm going down due to the ship. We're going down, going down. And now going down with the ship, now I'm sinking.
And now, oh ship, 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 with a P, Ofcom, ship.
It's funny, we just put oh ship and it's supposed to be saying oh shit.
I assure you, you weren't subtle.
I think I'd dumb it down to oh ship. No, it's the Titanic. We're on the Titanic and we're drowning. Afraid of dying, is drowning or something like that. That's what I did. It went to the Netherlands and Japan that were listening to it.
Of course, Conversations was, you said, was recorded in 2019, so that's before the coronavirus. But more importantly, that's a three-year gap between number one and Conversation. Well, what happened between those 2 points?
Oh, yeah, we're playing a lot of gigs, and now I kind of lost count. I'm really lost count.
All a blur, eh?
Lost count.
Just so many places, so many people. So, Club Soda goes amazing. You now expand a little. You go to the Rock House in Brighton, which is where I am.
Yes, I did.
And now you're sort of branching out across the flippin' country.
That time I was playing at somewhere else in somewhere in England, Wiltshire. I don't know where it is. I don't know.
Were the natives at least nice?
I can't remember. I can't remember anything. But this is the album before the close down. 2019, we recorded it, and the coronavirus came in, and then we just didn't go for the gigs or anything else because of the coronavirus. So
the Plague album, Monstertronics, recorded during COVID itself. Terrible time. What was it like recording not in the same place? Because even your first album was recorded, like, you may not have been in a studio, but you were in the same room. So recording over the phone, essentially. What was that like?
No, we were on Zoom. Writing songs and like that. Then we had to use something called Reaper, music software Reaper, and we just send it back and forth. We transfer emails to each other. The sound going from the internet from Zoom, it's... and it don't sound right, and you can't hear anything. So if you have many sounds, it just shut off. I just wish there was a new version of something like a Zoom version for musicians.
So you recorded your parts separately and then sent what parts you did to someone who was able to put to sort of layer them on top of each other.
We had came with ideas on Zoom. I came with ideas with like conversation with bird sound.
Conversation. We got a conversation. We got a conversation. Baby, I'm worried now.
This is a conversation. This was a lockdown, and people are on phones and networks and computers. Sat down, and we're not talking to each other and having a conversation to each other. We just end up talking to Facebook. It affects your mental health. And you're not going anywhere. Yeah, it's very, very difficult. Why are we writing the songs? Why are we just doing the phone? We're looking at our phone because it's someone to look at. We need to engage ourselves. We need to get off the phone and get off the internet and have a conversation. I just want to say about this is I say why. We need to come off of WhatsApp and what we have in our conversation and have a chat with each other and on the phone, not just only on Facebook or WhatsApp. Or anything about we need a conversation. We got a whole life. Hell of a, we got a whole life. Hell of a, we got a whole life. And on Zoom, it's digitized. The whole world is digitized. We're not many years back, like 1980s or 70s, before the coronavirus. I think we were talking, we're chatting, and things like that.
Apropos nothing, Adrian, but during COVID, when you weren't recording things, what did you do to pass the time?
I just sit down and do nothing all the time. And we had the first, second, and third injection. It was like we were locked down, and we were so fed up.
Now it's all about temptation, ripping on the water, ripping on the heads. You know what I'm saying? Looking into the looking glass, what you can feel, the passion that you need.
Don't worry about this world. It will pass. Don't worry. Everything will be okay.
As we know it, it can be peaceful and sad. But wait to my night.
This is Adrian Clark of The Carbonators. You are listening to Carousel Radio. I do the sound of the guitar on one track. I had an adapter and I plug it in. And what happened, we had this horrible feedback.
We are Monday Bonnie. We are
what's the plan for the future? I don't know.
Do these have things?
I think about things today.
Where can people hear your music, Adrian?
Yeah, we're on Apple Music, Deezer, YouTube Music, YouTube, and Spotify and Bandcamp. Our new music's on Spotify. All the music is on Bandcamp, including our first recording.
Where can people find out about Carbonators?
Our page is on Facebook, facebook.com/thecarbonators. We are also working on our greatest hits album. It's going to be our anniversary of 10 years or 11 years of the Carbonators, but we're releasing it in the future. So look out for the greatest hits album in 2023.
Well, thank you for being here, Adrian. And for those who are curious, you can support the Carbonators by going to Bandcamp and actually buying their CD.
You can buy their music by visiting thecarbonators.bandcamp.com.
Please, please, please support the Carbonators. I want to hear more of their stuff. You want to hear more of their stuff.
To find out more about Club Soda, you can find them on Facebook or visit their website, clubsoda.org. Thank you, Adrian, for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
Goodbye, everyone, and hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.